Lee Ray, new music from Nora Jones, as well as music coming up from My Brightest Diamond. But up next, I promised you music that felt like summertime. Well, are you ready for some lush folk pop? On the latest album, Champagne Problems, Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant delivers something familiar yet otherworldly. While her vocals are absolutely sublime, she has a song on Champagne Problems called The Closing Door of Summer. In no way, girlfriend, am I wanting to close that door. If anything, I want to keep this door open forever. Here is Jen Grant up next here on Girly So Groovy.
It's the closing down of the summer. Come on before it ends. Once more before it ends. You were dancing by the fire. I was hanging.
Song that she wrote for her hometown, Detroit, Michigan. It is music from the genre bending project known as My Brightest Diamond. The song is called High, Low, Middle. That is from My Brightest Diamond's incredible 2011 album, All Things Will Unwind. Let's talk about what we had in the middle. It is first and foremost a musician that just has not received enough girly, so groovy radio love in such a long time. It is music from the greatly talented British vocalist and fiddle player Eliza Carthy, a major musician of the UK folk scene with the music that she makes. But this time, if you are a Ben Harper fan, you would have picked up on the fact that that's not an Eliza Carthy song. In fact, it's Eliza Carthy covering Ben Harper. That comes from Eliza Carthy's album. It's a double disc album, actually, called Red Rice, released back in 1998. And then she re-released each disc as a separate album in 2001. So there was Red was one album, followed by Rice as well. We heard the selection from the Red side of Red Rice. Starting the set off, it is music from Jen Grant's latest album, Champagne Problems. I was so excited to give you the title of that song, and I screwed it up, actually. I said that the song was called The Closing Door of Summer. I forgot that it is called The Closing Down of Summer. Really, I feel like Jen Grant is providing us with her own PSA about not throwing away these dog days of summer. Soak up every inch of sun you can before the summer is over. Have all the summer fun that you can have this summer. All right, let's keep things moving right now. It is music from accomplished retro soul musician Lady Ray here on Girly So Groovy.
What do you want? You can have
Thank you.
There are dark forces at work in this world, brothers and sisters, and we need the word, the positivity of Mavis Staples to save us all. That is music right there from one of gospel music's best-known family groups, the Staple Singers, a band that launched the incredible career of my hero, civil rights icon, blues, soul, funk, R&B legend Mavis Staples with the song Got to Be Some Change Made. That goes back to the 1968 Staple Singers album Soul Folk in Action. In the middle, it is new music from Norah Jones. She is a pianist who has built a career on inviting vocals and a musical blend of jazz, vocal pop, bluesy country, and contemporary folk. Norah Jones' latest 8th album, Visions, proves to be a bright, colorful record that delivers on both mood and melody. This time we heard the song Paradise from Norah Jones. Hey, listen, if you are a fan of podcasts by musicians, for musicians, about musicians, I cannot recommend Norah Jones' podcast enough. It's called Norah Jones is Playing Along. She has weekly conversations with a variety of musicians. She's had conversations with Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, Hooray for the Riff Raff, who we just heard earlier in the program, Valerie June, who is coming up later in the program, conversations with The National, Dave Grohl. But I would say the most incredible conversation, I would say probably the most special conversation Norah Jones has had in her podcast is that with Mavis Staples. When you sit down with a true civil rights hero, there's going to be a lot to talk about. Norah Jones is Playing Along, again, is the name of that podcast. Starting the set off, it is California retro soul singer Lady Ray. She made her claim to fame as a teenager in the 90s, writing and recording under the moniker of her, under her name, Nicole Ray. And now in this millennium, she is doing the retro soul thing because her voice works oh so well for it, writing and recording under the moniker this time of Lady Ray. From her latest album, Piece of Me, we heard the song Come On In. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, but let's wrap up this first hour. Toronto's very own Charlotte Day Wilson returns with her latest album, Cyan Blue. It is definitely her signature alternative R&B soul sound, but with roots also in folk and indie rock. This album also marks her debut on XL Records, a giant leap for an independent artist like Charlotte Day Wilson. So right now, from the latest album, Cyan Blue, here is Charlotte Day Wilson with the song Walk With Me here on Girly So Groovy.
Walk with me again. Okay. We still